Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. I want to begin reading today in Luke chapter 19, verse 9, and this is Jesus speaking. Then he began to tell the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard, leased it to vine dressers, and went into a far country for a long time. Now, at vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers that they might give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the vine dressers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent another servant, and they beat him also, treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed. And again, he sent a third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Probably they will respect him when they see him." But when the vine dressers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours." So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those vine dressers and give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "Certainly not." And he looked at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." Verse 18, "Whoever falls on that stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder." Now obviously here, Jesus was speaking of himself and how he came to his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as did receive him, to them gave him power or authority to become the sons of God. What will you do with Jesus Christ? I prefer to fall on the stone than to have it fall on me, because when I fall on the stone, it becomes the rock of my salvation. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's works will become manifest, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire." Everything we do has to be built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And here the Apostle Paul is saying that whatever our work is, when it is on Christ, then that is the work for which we are rewarded. So that makes even more sense of the scripture that says Jesus is coming and his reward is with him to give every man according to what his work may be. But it has to start with Jesus Christ. He is the foundation. What will you do with Christ? Let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. And Lord, we willingly fall upon the rock and ask that we have forgiveness through the gift that he has given. Lord, I thank you that we build upon the rock. We have works that will not be burned up. Lord, the only thing that is burned up are those things that need to be taken away. We thank you, Lord, that what is left standing is our reward that is with you when you come. Lord, help us to endure patiently. Thank you, Father, that your word is true. Thank you that the devourer has been rebuked and exiled for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in the name and authority of Jesus Christ and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, Amen. God is good all the time, and Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. No other foundation will stand, but that that is built upon Jesus Christ will endure forever. I'm praying for you.